this, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The word of the Lord. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Glorify him, all you peoples. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. For steadfast is his kindness toward us, and the fidelity of the Lord endures forever. Go out to all the world and tell the good news. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him, says the Lord.
Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews quarreled among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me, and I in him. Just as the living Father sent me, and I have life because of the Father, so also the one who feeds on me will have life because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven. Unlike your ancestors who ate and still died, whoever eats this bread will live forever." These things he said while teaching in the synagogue in Capernaum. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. We know that by the time Saul shows up on the scene, that Christ has already died and risen. And so it might strike us as a little odd for Christ to ask, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Because Christ isn't there, not physically. But the simple phrasing tells us something very important here, that Christ is nearer to his disciples, us, than he was prior to the ascension. When we suffer, Christ suffers. When we cry, Christ cries with us. When we rejoice, Christ rejoices with us. This is how close he is to us, that he feels what we feel. He stands side by side with us throughout our very lives. For better or for worse, he is here with us. In sickness and in health, he is here with us. My brothers and sisters, there is only one way in which we can be even nearer to Christ than just being a mere disciple, and that is in Holy Communion. When we receive Christ in the Blessed Sacrament with the utmost devotion and attention and care, he dwells within us in a most unique and mystical way. We become closer to him than a husband and wife. We become closer to him than anything on earth. Because he, at that moment when we receive the Blessed Sacrament, he is really, truly, substantially within us in that moment. I think the Scholastics figured out maybe it's about 20 minutes after communion. Scholastics are brilliant, but sometimes they can be a little off too, I suppose. But when we receive our Lord, he is really, like, it's almost as if his body mingles with ours. His blood flows through our veins. That's how much closer we are with Christ when we receive him in the Blessed Sacrament. And so today, let us be mindful of this closeness as we receive the bread of life in Holy Communion.